Hello and welcome to part 2 of the Bored Indian, and I'll be continuing with my review for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. So the place where I left at was where Miles is there, he's going through all that. So skipping over a few of the parts to say that Miles is just hanging out and everything in his room. And suddenly Gwen comes along. So you might have seen many of the scenes in trailer. She comes along, sits on his bed, sees his art which he has been drawing of all the people whom he has met. And then they both go around for a trip or so across the city, flying, webbing together and all that, having a cool time around the city. And as they're doing it, but Gwen is on a secret mission, and she says, she describes the whole thing, but at the same time she does not tell Miles that she's currently still on a mission, but instead she just leaves a secret recording device at one place and meanwhile is just hanging around with him. And then something strange happens as they're conversing, talking about their own family, their own feelings and everything. There's a bit of a drag, but the whole thing is like, hey, I have a situation. And he says, you and I have a situation. Being a Spider-Man is so tough. Oh yeah, it is really tough. So pretty much both of them are talking about the same things, and it gets a bit boring. And afterwards, at the same time, a party is being held. His dad has been promoted to a captain and confirmed for promotion for a captain. They're having a huge party. Everybody is like, yo, we are having a party. And everybody is like eating foods and everything. Miles goes to a party himself, takes a couple of pizza slices and other small snacks, and is just eating along with her. When the parents interrupt, she is also initially gives her fake name, is also thrown out, which was there in the first movie, Gwanda. Although that is slightly weirded, but the thing is, I'm surprised they didn't ask a bit more about who she was or where she was, but they are like happy that he has a friend and it's not actually imaginary, because in a few earlier scenes he spoke about her, but the thing was, it felt like, okay, he just has a Canadian girlfriend situation. So as they're talking, she gets a call, she runs away because it is something important. And later on, after some heart-to-heart talk with his mom, he runs after her, and as he's running after her, he realizes there's something going on, she's going somewhere specifically. So he turns invisible and stalks her. Not the right word, he follows her, and he sees that she's going to some place inside a building where a lot of attacks, like the SWAT themed villain whom he had recently met, his base of operation or the place where he was living, or you could say it is an impression or influence of his impression, because there are random spots on his building. And if you step into those spots, you are going to a different place. And these different places are different dimensions, which have been created by the new villain called Spot. And as a Spot named villain keeps going, meanwhile, there's another story of Spot, the villain, who is the guy who actually made Miles into Spider-Man. And he was the one who was experimenting with sending spiders into different dimensions, and one of the spiders which he sent to a several dimension ended up going to Miles' dimension and then biting him. And then that is what, and due to that, Spider-Man at the Alchemax place messed up with a Hadron Collider. It exploded, gave this guy who was just a scientist, regular scientist, turned him into the SWAT. And we had the whole into the Spider-Verse storyline happening. And I must say, it was at that time, Miles wasn't a Spider-Man, you can't hardly blame him for anything and everything that happened, but it just feels like dragging that situation has affected, like you could feel that there has been an impact on the entire multiverse because of what happened there. And as they're thinking about, and as meanwhile coming back to Gwen, she is like, okay, this is something is messed up. And then we have somewhat like the Spider-Woman, who is the pregnant Spider-Woman, who is pretty much like, hey, I'm your mentor, and I'll come and I'll just keep a tab on you and check on you what is going on. And it can come to know that Gwen has messed up. She was supposed to only trail this one person, instead she went around and spent time with Miles. And afterwards she is like, okay, I'll follow him to a separate new dimension where he is going. And she simply goes into the portal. Miles, after thinking a bit, decides, hey, I'll follow her as well, let's see what happens. And he simply jumps through the portal, and when he jumps through the portal, he ends up going to a place called Mumbatan, which is like a Spider-Man city in India. And there's a Spider-Man known as Pavitra Prabhakar, and he's okay, I'll say a bit goofy, and the only thing is he's like happy with how everything is going on, the initial euphoria of being Spider-Man, he's doing the whole thing which is there, and he is enjoying his life. And then all three of them meet up, there's a bit of awkward conversations, bit of jokes thrown in, which are like, okay, it would be impressive if I hadn't heard them already in the trailer. Or but the thing is, you feel like, okay, the same joke is repeated twice with a different, with few change in words, like they didn't have much idea to use a different joke. And as they're sitting and as they're fighting, SWAT manages to reach the local Alchemax facility and then mess it up, get more powerful using the Hadron Collider or whatever collider. And when he uses the collider to roam to get more powerful, they're like very worried because there's a lot of explosions. And then as explosions, building is falling and everything, and suddenly Gwen realizes her watch starts beeping heavily, that a canon event is going to happen. And she's like very nervous, she becomes nervous, and she's like, what should I do, what should I do? And then initially Miles is like, hey, this is something bad is happening. And then in that moment, our Spider-Man from India goes into a situation which was very reminiscent of the situation where in the first Peter Parker movie, or Spider-Man movie, I can say, like there's a bus falling on the one end, and the love of his life is and someone he cares about, the love of his life on the other end. But in this case, the love of his life is in the bus falling at one end, and at the same time, there's another person, the love of his life's father, is actually going to die because by some build a piece of a building or piece of a wall falling on him, and he'll die. And Miles runs through, fights through everything, and manages to save the father, while this guy, Pavitra Prabhakar, the Indian Spider-Man, manages to save his girlfriend who's in the bus, and they are like very happy and everything. And then suddenly something strange happens. There's somewhat like a black hole appears in the middle of the city. And the moment that black hole appears, Pavitra is shocked and he knows something wrong has happened. He's like, what should I do? Will we be alright? Spider-Gwen reassures him, says everything will be alright. And Miles is like, hey, I saved them. Okay, this disaster is there. where the pregnant Spider-Woman brings him inside and says that let us go to our HQ, or the main place where the main dimension, where all the spider people are. And it is like you see a lot of spider people. Although I didn't see any version of Venom there, but the thing was, if Venom is there, it would have been something very, very dangerous. But the situation, and I was pretty much expecting Superior Spider-Man to be there, or at least a mention. Instead, we have a bunch of goofy Spider-Man, or the ones all over the universe who had the ones from cartoons, the ones from TV shows, the ones from the movies. We had all of them having brief appearances or showing them. And we even had Spider-Man who was in the No Way Home, or the Spider-Man with the MCU Spider-Man, who is a kid and the guy and a young Prowler, the villain who dies in the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse first part. But this time he is more 3D, no, more like real, as in real dude. So all of this is happening and he is like okay and everything is happening. Another thing is then they all come across Miles meets Miguel, who says how much he has messed up in the universe. Miguel, and while he's talking, while Miguel is talking, Miles realizes that hey, his dad is going to die and he needs to run away. And let me say, at this point I'm like pretty much like, why the hell did they do this? You could have simply initially, because it seems like before Miles actually ended up in the HQ, Miguel had already seen everything about him, had come to know everything about him. And instead of calling him to rant about the situation or how much he has messed up, he could have simply said, oh, thank you very much, take care, oh, this is a problem, we'll fix it. And then you tell him to go home. And once he has gone home, then let canon play out and he wouldn't be the much wiser. And they will not also be. But instead he goes around to give an exposition or simply rant at him or complain at him of how much he has messed up. Dude, the whole situation, it feels like the only reason he came to HQ was so that he could find out that his dad is going to die and he is not, and he can't save his life. And that is his one of the few great tragedies that happens in every Spider-Man's life. And as they are all worried, like, what is going to happen, and Miguel is like, okay, under this situation I want you to simply stay here and put this Miles in a prison for 3 days until the actual canon date is there, so that he doesn't go offshoot and try to end up destroying the canon and destroying his universe in turn. But Miles is like, hey, I know better. And I absolutely know better. Miguel repeatedly emphasizes that he has done the same thing. He did a long time ago. He took somebody else's place when his family died. And the result wasn't pretty. The entire universe collapsed because of his actions. And he created the Spider Society and all these different Spider-Men he brought together so that he can prevent such a thing from happening. And Miles is like, hey, I'll save both. I'll save the world and I'll save my dad as well. And he's like, okay. Miguel is like, no. And this guy is like, watch me. And he starts running away, fighting against every single Spider-Man who's fighting and running against. And he manages to fight against all of them, go to a very high place, and then manages to disappear using his special abilities, which are not common to any other Spider-Man who is there. And then he goes around, tries to get himself transported to his home dimension, and as everybody is busy looking for him, he manages to fiddle with the controls, gets the whole thing done, and he is getting sent to another, what do you say, the controller is open and he's being transported, and the transport is getting ready and all that. And Miguel comes in barging and he's like, we can't do that, we have to stop him from doing this. And he's like completely furious. At the same time, he's like, it is going to mess everything up. And he is like shouting, screaming. And at this point, I am especially angry because they feel the person who's handling the controls gets in a position is another Spider-Woman who is handling the controls and is an avatar based, who is a sort of like woman in a chair who is handling the spider, who's become a Spider-Man through an avatar, and which is more like a transparent thing, which is just like incarnation or something, not a real deal. So best to describe it would be like a shadow clone from Naruto. So as she's like, she comes across, hey, she can stop the whole thing from happening, but instead she's like, no, I'll let it be. And then Miles gets transported. Then Miguel is like furious. He's like, what the hell has happened? This is a disaster. And he's like, and at the same time, it is like, dude, everybody is like, we are the heroes and we save everybody. But in this situation, there's not like anybody has a decent plan. And Miles, everybody can understand that his dad is going to die and he needs to do something. But at the same time, the others are pretty much like trying to stop him from saving his dad. That is also, that is wrong. But at the same time, his entire dimension might collapse because if the canon event does not happen. So that is another thing to worry about. As all of this is happening, we find Miguel goes back to his home and he is like, yo, I'm at my home. Meanwhile, everybody else, Gwen, because she brought him in to the HQ in the first place, and because of her, the whole thing got revealed, entire secret about him, is sent to her own home dimension to confront her father. And I must say, at this point, I was really annoyed as well, because Gwen ends up saying the sort of things which are like, hey, my job is more important than your job. Like, if you weren't wearing this uniform, somebody bad person might be wearing the uniform. And it feels like they are subtly, like I said in my very first video, that subtle Black Lives Matter and all that, in a, what do you say, political messaging is there. And it is like he is a good guy, and the people who wear the uniform or who wear the blue uniform are bad guys, and few of the guys are actually good. Instead, let me say one thing. Whom do you trust? Whom can you trust? If you can't trust the police, who can you trust? It's not like you can go to a criminal and say, hey, give me protection or something like that. If something is harassing you, they'll harass you further. If they know that you are weak, they'll harass you even further. And at the same time, there are bad apples everywhere. You can understand that. You can even observe that. But you sort of categorize everybody, or you even deem an entire profession as bad. And then her father is like, yo, I had a huge moral dilemma. I had taken an oath and I should have brought you in. And at the same time, she's like, do it, arrest me and all that. And then he says, I can't arrest you anymore because I quit my job. And she's like, oh, you should quit your job. You're no longer part of the police. And this is so great. And she's like, yo, since you're not part of the police, this means that you can't be the Captain Stacy who dies. Like the other Captain Stacy's who died saving Spider-Man or fighting against a villain when a Spider-Man was there. So as she's like, okay, I have got a now I know what I should do. I'll go and save Miles. I'll help him, I'll support him, I'll even help him. And then she starts coding. And then we come to know that another Spider-Man who was there, who has just got that punk rock look, he's there. And as he's there, he's like, okay, he has left a gift for Gwen, which is another like traveling device, or sort of like a portal device which helps her travel. And she takes the portal device and travels to Miles' dimension, and she's like, okay, I'll search for Miles. And she realizes that Miles hasn't come yet, and she's like, okay, I know where to find him, and she's going around. Meanwhile, we come to know that Miles has entered his house, and he's like looking, he meets his mom, and he's like so glad to meet her. And then he realizes that something is strange, something is very, very strange. And as he's walking across, talking to his mom, suddenly his uncle comes inside. And when he sees his uncle, he's like shocked, like, whoa. Because in the first movie, you come to know that his uncle, who is the Prowler, actually dies trying to save Miles when he is told by Kingpin shoot him. He doesn't, so Kingpin shoots him and kills him. And he sees that during the first movie there's a huge mural of his uncle which has been there on the wall, but at the same time in this place it is not his uncle whose face is there, it's his dad's face. His dad has already died. And initially he's sort of like taken by surprise when somebody knocks him out. Later on we find out that in the dimension in which Miles currently is the dimension of the spider which actually bit him. And in this universe, the Miles Morales is the Prowler, and both of them come to face to face looking at each other. And Miles's initial reaction is like, help me, I need to save my dad, his life is in danger, he's going to die by a villain, and I need to save him. And then the Miles, who is a villain, simply puts a fist against his head and says, why should I, or something to that effect. And then the movie ends as we see Miles simply touching one of the chains which has been used to tie up him up. And as he's touching the chains, we know that he can generate electricity, so he can escape from there. And that is the end of part 1 of Across the Spider-Verse. I hope you enjoyed my description, my review, and my spoilering of the entire Across the Spider-Verse. If you liked, comment, subscribe, or do whatever you like. I just felt like I should have gotten this off my chest, and now it is off my chest, and now you can decide whether you liked it or not. Although, hope you all have had a good time listening to me. Take care and good night. Bye.